It's Current State. I'm Kevin Lavery in for Mark Bayshore. At the intersection of Hagedorn and Jolly Roads in Okemos stands a big red barn, which has turned into a bit of an artist colony. It's there that Current State's Jamie Paisley visited the Happen Dance Company ahead of their performance this weekend at Lansing Community College, and he spoke with the Happen Dance president, Missy Lilje.
As I walked into the lobby area that's at Happen Dance, there are various names on the right-hand side, Impulse, I believe, and what are those?
The Impulse is our student company, our pre-professional company, pre-collegiate. The dancers who are really seriously training, you know, 25 to 40 hours a week. And those are the kids that could have the option to be dance majors when they're done training here. But some of them, half of them, go on to be amazing in other areas as well. They choose different fields. And the curriculum that we offer here makes people great at being themselves, which is going to make them great at being in the world, doing whatever they choose.
And as you say, students, you don't entirely mean just, you know, youths that are they're coming at this, right?
Yes, our oldest student is 85 years old. So we're all about lifelong mental and physical and spiritual wellness through dance.
But the bulk of people, are they of the younger age?
We have 400 families that have kids here between the ages of 18 months and 18 years.
In addition to Happen Dance president Missy Lilje, I spoke with Lisa Whiting Dobson, the artistic director of Happen Dance Impulse. The program for this weekend's Happen Dance Impulse program is called simply Collected Works, a very broad term indeed. What should an audience expect to see for this assumedly varied performance?
What we try to do in this program is get our dancers acclimated to many different dance styles. So you're going to see jazz. You're going to see a little bit of world dance. You're going to see a lot of modern and contemporary. You'll see some lyrical. You'll see some very kind of edgy stuff, and then some more kind of classical kinds of work. And the idea is to broadly expose them to a number of different dance forms, because as a professional or as a college student, you have to be able to move between the disciplines. You can't just be good at modern. You have to be able to do modern and some ballet, and you may have a specialty, but you have to have experience in all of it. So we give them experiences. We also give them a lot of individual performing experience. So there are some group pieces where every dancer is involved, but also all of our junior and senior dancers have a solo that they choreograph. So they have to come up with their own creative voice. They have to make their own statement through their movement, and they perform that dance. We also have some small group pieces where they are challenged, and we bring in choreographers. Many of them are from Happen Dance, but some of them are from outside. And they do things to really grow those dancers. So they give them a choreographic opportunity that might be outside their comfort zone, so that they have to be challenged. We also really work with characterization, so that when they're in this dance, they perform like this kind of a person or dancer or with that motivation, and then they move to a different dance and they have to change character. So again, we're developing those skills that colleges really look for. You're going to see a dance today, and it's about post-traumatic stress disorder, for example. So the dancers had to go out, they had to find their own quote about trauma. And so there's some verbal work that they do, and then they do some ad-lib and freelance kinds of things, and then some improv, and then they go into a choreographed piece. And so there's some partnering, there's some. So you'll see kind of the response to trauma and the working through of trauma by the dancers, which is kind of an adult topic. But yet these 9th through 12th graders are kind of grappling with how do you share this experience with an audience.
That is a very heavy topic. Do you suggest that being with parental involvement about how they're addressing this?
Well, most of these kids have really strong parental involvement, so they've shared, but we also talk to them about trauma. We talk to them about post-traumatic stress disorder. The choreographer, who is Jim McEwen, talked to them about that, and then we have supported them through the process. But they're wonderful young artists who have really risen to the challenge, and you'll see them work through, you'll see this piece in a little bit.
Forgiveness, awareness, inner peace, all of these are well and good. But at the end of the day, PTSD doesn't care.
A bandage is not patched
over.
Some people's lives seem to flow in a narrative. Mine had many stops and starts. That's what trauma does. It interrupts the plot. You can't process it because it doesn't fit with what came before or what comes after. My name is Leah Baldori.
And in the dance that I just saw, when you're done that quote, you move to the back and you're kind of in an isolated position and you make a motion with your arm that you're then kind of cradling your arm for a moment. What is that supposed to be?
Well, during that time, Jim assigned the people who are all kind of in their own isolated positions to be enacting how they felt someone affected by trauma would emote that, like with their bodies, if that makes sense. And I don't know, something about that, like I imagine wounded and like hurt, so that makes me think like almost in a physical matter.
After watching this PTSD dance ahead of this weekend's Happen Dance Impulse performance at the Lansing Community College, there was a cheer that erupted over something.
You got in.
Katrina got in where?
Yeah. Michigan.
Yay! I'm Katrina Granger, and I've been in Happen Dance Impulse for 2 years now.
Was there news that you just announced today?
Oh, yes. 2 days ago, I just received my acceptance into U of M's dance program. So that was very exciting.
How was that process of submitting yourself? Because I know that you have to submit before you actually do the audition for them.
Yeah, so actually U of M requires everyone to first submit videos of them doing a specific set of like modern combinations and ballet combination, just so that the people at U of M can see like your lines. And then based on those videos, they allow a certain number of people to actually attend the audition. So I made it through the video round, and so I got my audition. But luckily, I know a girl who used to dance here, Chloe Gonzalez, and so I kind of set up a day with her to go and like watch some classes. And it was cool because I walked up to watch a modern class with Bill DeYoung, and I was expecting just to be able to watch, and I was happy with that. But he actually allowed me to take the class, so I just jumped right in, and that was, I think that definitely helped out. The teachers got to see me.
It's all about networking. From here on out, it's just networking. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All that is a credit to the system currently set up by the Happen Dance Company. Again, Happen Dance President Missy Lilje.
If somebody wanted to get involved with the Happen Dance community or Impulse, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they would have to contact us and audition with with Lisa. The auditions are in June, so the email address is pretty... You can go to the website, happendance.org, and figure out how to email us, but the email address is office@happendance.org, and we'll get the information to Lisa, and she'll get in touch with whoever is interested.
The Happen Dance Impulse Collected Works Program has 3 performances this Friday through Sunday in the DART Auditorium at Lansing Community College. More information is available at happendance.org or at the Happen Dance Facebook page. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.